Lights out, everybody.
Furthermore, if I might speak frankly, my dear Diane, the basic thing wrong with the woman is her nose. Let's cut it off.
Russell Adams.
Then there's the matter of her ears. Look at them.
Well?
They're too obvious. Cut them off, too.
No nose, no ears. A fine art critic you turned out to be.
Oh, is this thing art?
Russ Adams, I hate you.
Can't take it, eh?
I think it's the best piece of sculpture I've ever done.
Oh, egomaniac.
Will you go away?
Not until I tell my wife how much I adore her.
Oh.
How about stopping the artistic endeavors for the night and romancing with the old man?
Any night.
Come on. Out on the veranda, there's a moon.
Spoken as Professor Russell J. Adams, instructor of astronomy at our beloved state college.
I don't know a single scientific fact about this moon. It's a special satellite built entirely for romance.
Then it's a date.
After you, fair Diane. Why do you laugh?
Just thinking. It's a good thing we haven't any neighbors, or they'd think we were honeymooning.
10 years and 2 more weeks.
Sweet.
Why?
For remembering.
Why the sigh?
Oh, it's such a lovely night.
Yes. You're very lovely with the moonlight in your hair. 325 days out of the year, moonlight to me is just the reflected light of the sun. A light interesting only in that it may be analyzed spectroscopically. But these 30 days of our vacation, Diane, what a magical change. It's a soft lover's moon, hanging in the heavens only to brighten your loveliness.
You're the sweetest man a woman ever knew.
Oh.
You are. And people wonder why I can't get excited by Leslie Howard.
Howard? Who's he?
Spoken like a true professor. He's a motion picture star, an absolute paragon of romance.
Oh, perhaps I shouldn't neglect my movie going so much. I mean, with such paragons to teach one.
You do all right. Oh, Russell!
What's the matter?
I saw the brightest shooting star.
Is that all? Huh? The way you gasped, I thought you saw the angel of death himself galloping over the meadows.
There's another one! Look, Russell!
Oh, my dear. For 11 months out of the year, the heavens have my full and undivided attention, but during this blessed month, let the heavens fall. I can't be bothered.
I never saw such bright shooting stars.
Yes, and another thing, my dear, as the wife of an accredited professor of astronomy, I think it no more fitting that you give the phenomenon you just observed its proper name, namely, the fall of a meteor.
There's another one, and another! Oh, Russ, how bright and beautiful!
They travel at such tremendous rate. The friction of our atmosphere burns them in a fiery vapor.
Oh, Russ, there's more of them. Look, one after the other. I've never seen so many shooting stars.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so many meteors in all my life. Oh, so that's why you wanted me out here. You knew about this meteor shower, didn't you?
It's the one of the heaven's free spectacles in this constellation every 3 years. And this happens to be the third year. Watch the sector of the sky over there, just to the right of Sirius, and you'll see the major display. Every few minutes for about 3 hours. There. They're starting again.
Oh, Russell, how beautiful. And how frightening.
Why frightening?
Those great masses of stone and iron coming from who knows where in interstellar space, traveling millions and millions of miles and then going up in such glorious flame. just as they reach the end of their journey.
Not all goes to flame. Hundreds of them strike the earth each year.
Oh, Russell, there's no danger?
No. The probabilities of being struck on the head by that cosmic rubbish is about 1,000 times more remote than winning a sweepstakes without buying a ticket.
Oh, Russ. That one! The brightest of all!
It's not the brightest ones that reaches. Their very brightness signifies that the rush of air is cremating them. It's the dull, dark ones. Huge masses which finally reach us, that is to say, their mass is so great that our blanket of air has opportunity to burn off only part of their bulk before the journey is over.
Mass, bulk? No, Russ, I'd like to think of them as great, bright messengers from other worlds. Messengers of a glory beyond our sight. Messengers of...
Wait, Diane, what's that?
I don't know. Something from the sky. It...
Look up!
Stop! Ah! Russ!
All right, dear. Everything's all right.
What? How?
A meteor. It must have landed on the field there. Here, let me help you up. Are you all right, dearest?
Yes, I'm all right. Russ, where are you going?
Out there. It must have buried itself. Wait here. I'll be right back.
No, I'm going with you.
All right, if you want to. Oh, Diane, what an experience we've had. The one chance in a million I spoke about almost occurred to us.
But Russ, was it really a shooting star? That explosion, like a bombshell.
A bombshell of the universe, my dear. Do you realize that mass of what fell was traveling 1,800 miles a minute? It wasn't the impact as it struck the ground that made that tremendous sound. It was the displacement of air as it rushed through space like a stroke of lightning. We heard the thunder of the universe.
My heart's beating so quickly. Oh, Russ, what will we find out there?
A fragment of the meteorite, I hope.
But it'll burn.
No. All its heat will have dissipated. Then again, it may have shattered into 1,000 minute pieces. I pray to heaven that it hasn't.
Russ, I'm afraid.
No. The danger's all over. Here. The moon's so bright. If any of the mass landed, I should be able to find the torn ground where it smashed through the turf.
Please, Russ. Let's wait until morning.
No. I must find this thing at once. The moon gives plenty of light. From the brightness of the flash, I'm positive the meteor landed someplace right in here. I'll tell you. Look!
What?
The turf all torn up. This is the place.
Russell, are you mad? Get up off the ground.
Right here. It must have struck a glancing blow off the brow of the ridge and... I've got it!
What?
A fragment of it. Ah, still warm. See? No larger than a baseball, but that was all that was left.
That's a meteor?
A meteorite. All that's left of the meteor that burned and exploded. Oh, what a find.
Drop it, Russ. Throw it away.
What are you talking about? Why should I throw it away?
I'm afraid of it.
Afraid of a piece of iron? See, that's all it is. Come on back to the house. I want to examine it closely. What an experience this has been.
Where did it come from, Russell?
Well, who knows? The limits of the universe, for all we know. Cosmic rubbish... rushing through space, burning in our air, and this little ball of metal, all that remains of it, something that might have weighed a ton in its beginnings. Here we are.
What are you going to do with it?
Diane, what's the matter with you? Your face, so white.
I don't know. I'm afraid, for all of us.
Afraid? Good heavens, my dear, there's nothing dangerous about this. A mass of metal that's 90% iron, it's as harmless as any inert piece of metal. Come into the study. I'll show you where the rush of air against the incandescent metal etched.
Russ, wait!
Yeah?
Someone crying!
Yes.
I know. It's Helga. Oh, Helga, you poor thing. We forgot all about you.
Oh, Mrs. Adams, it was exploding.
Now, everything's all right, Helga.
What's going on, Diane?
Poor Helga, the explosion frightened her out of her wits.
Oh, Mr. Professor Adams, we die. We all die.
Don't be a fool.
Oh, the fire, it come from the sky, it kill us, it kill you and me and everybody. Oh, we die, everybody die, fire from the sky.
For heaven's sake, stop it. Stop it. Stop that.
Helga, please, control yourself.
Diane, explain it to her. Tell her it was just a meteorite. That's all. You understand, Helga? A meteorite. A shooting star.
No. No, it kill us. From this sky, it kill us all.
Oh, I give up. You take care of her. Diane, give her a sedative or something.
All right, Russell. All right now, Helga. Everything's all right. Don't be so frightened. It's okay.
Thank you.
You calm down.
I'm going to get at this meteorite, so please be quiet. Quiet the dumb fool down as quickly as you can. Superstitious idiot. Huh. Simple phenomena, and she thinks the world's ending. Heavy little thing, aren't you? Well, at that, I guess I shouldn't blame Helga too much. Even the wise little Diane was frightened of you. But I'm not. You're nothing but a simple little meteorite. Iron, a bit of nickel content. Nothing particularly unusual. Oh, Diane, quiet her down?
Yes. She'll be all right.
Yeah. You look pretty rocky yourself. Here, sit here.
She's very frightened.
Huh. Strange how the sight of a shooting star, as you call it, affects the layman. A sense of mingled fright and awe and even reverence. I suppose the emotion dates back to primitive times when those streaks of fire were considered manifestations of a superpower. Why, even you, Diane.
Well...
You acted so strangely, as if this inert piece of cosmic metal had some supernatural ability.
What are you going to do with it?
Nothing. Examine it. Here. I'll take some of this nitric acid at... where's that bottle? Here we are. Now watch closely. I'll show you that the stone consists of ordinary elements, iron and...
Russell!
What?
This mark on it. How strange.
Huh? Yes. Funny, I hadn't noticed it before. Circles the entire stone, cuts in it deeply. I wouldn't be surprised that a blow right here would break the stone in half. Yes, I think I'll have to try to do that.
No, Russ. Leave it alone.
Good heavens, Diane. Are you still in that childish frame of mind? Why, you're acting so no better than that fool maid of yours. Nothing but a stone. All I'm going to do is to try and break it along this fissure. I had a hammer in this drawer. Yes, here it is. I doubt if the stone will break. Almost solid metal, but I'll try. By George, it did. Clean in half.
Ah!
What?
Look what's inside!
Flesh.
Oh, Russ, how?
A nugget of gray protoplasmic... No, it can't be. It can't. This is a meteor. It came from out there. Look, there is no flesh. Nothing could live.
Russ, look!
Huh?
It's growing!
No!
Growing, I tell you, growing!
Diane, stop. It can't be growing. I tell you, it can't.
But it is! It is! Faster and faster!
Yes, I see it now. It is growing. I see, it is!
Faster and faster! Gray flesh reaching out. Oh, Russ, I'm afraid!
No, Diane, wait! Control yourself. This is something we've got to see, both of us, calmly, so we can tell others clearly what we saw. Now pull yourself together, I beg you.
I'll try. Oh, Russ, keep your arm around me.
Larger and larger. Listen, the noise as it grows.
I hear. Oh, Russ, well, when will it stop? When?
Look!
No, I can't! That horrible gray flesh!
But you must see it! But look, it's forming into something! A head! It's forming into a head!
Ah!
Am I mad, drunk, insane? How can it be, Diane? Flesh in the meteor growing into a head?
I see it! A head! Horrible head!
It spoke. No. Madness in my head.
No, you heard me speak, Earthling. You heard me speak.
Diane, you heard.
Yes.
But a head without a body? speaking?
You
hear and understand me?
Thick lips laughing.
I laugh at the fear and wonder in your little faces.
Who are you? What are you?
If I told you, would your little earth minds understand?
Earth? Earth? Russ, what does it mean? What?
Yes, tell us whatever you are. A mad hallucination, tell us what you are.
What you on earth will soon have for masters.
Oh, Russ.
No, wait, Diane. I must know, you thing. What can I call you? Tell me what you mean, you masters.
Surely you simple.
No, I can't stand it. Gray flesh talking, I'm getting out of here!
You will stay!
Russ, I can't move.
Nor I.
You cannot move.
Who are you? Tell us, who are you?
You saw how I came.
A tiny bit of protoplasm in that meteorite.
So I willed myself to be, to reach your earth.
You came here in that through space?
Through space beyond your furthest conception, Earthbane. Many of my people have tried. I am the first to succeed.
Then the meteors are... You are from another planet.
An old world, old beyond your understanding. A world grown cold in its age, empty with passing years. We must escape to a young, fertile world. This world.
But are you only heads? Heads without bodies?
Oh, Russ. Russ, I'm so afraid.
No, dearest, please. I must hear him speak. This is what is happening to us. It's the greatest miracle of all time. Tell me, you there, are you only heads in the world that you speak of?
Heads, I told you. You see what I will you to see.
But what are you? But how can it be that you speak as I speak? Understand what I say.
Your prattling wearies me, but I tell you this. All that you say I know, the most profound thought any of you Earthlings have ever thought is to me as the babbling of children. We of the place I came from are to you as you are to the crawling things of primeval slime. You are the children, forgotten ape things of our dim past. And you wonder how I can understand you. Prattle the simple words in the form your simple mind can understand. But now I am hungry. You understand that, little thing?
Hungry?
Hungry with a hunger that has driven me over space without ending. Hunger that has brought me here.
But what do you eat?
You will know.
What do you mean?
Into the coldness and darkness of eternal space in the mad hole.
don't know.
What food could there be here to build the hunger of such as I? Hunger that would make me entomb myself in metal, flung into space in hopes that the chance would bring me through the fire of that air of yours? What food, Earthling?
I don't know. Tell me. But what food? Oh, no.
And why, oh, no, Earthling?
You don't mean...
I mean the thick, wet grayness of it, full of all the essence that I need to fill the hunger in me.
Russell, tell me, what is he talking about? What does he want to eat?
He knows.
But you can't mean brains.
The thick, wet grayness in your skulls, life to us.
Not human brains.
Human? You think you crawling worms are human to us?
But if you're men... Here, there are so many of you, and I and mine will fill ourselves on the good gray thickness of life.
Mr. Professor Adams, are you? Oh, here you are.
Helga, go away.
Don't come in here, Helga.
No, me, I'm all right now. I'm not scared no more.
Helga, please go.
But I... Oh, you have a visitor.
You see it too, Helga.
Helga! You're laughing.
I can't help it. Me, I always get the giggles when I see a nice-looking fella.
Nice-looking?
Russ, what can she mean? That horrible thing?
She sees what I will her to see. Come closer, Earthling.
Yeah?
No, Helga, don't go near that thing.
No, Helga, stand back. Stand back.
Yeah.
No, stop her, Russell, stop her.
I can't move. No, my dearest, don't look.
Oh, poor Helga.
What that thing said it would do, it did.
Oh, Russ, have we gone mad together? This can't be happening, I tell you.
Earthwoman.
Russell, it spoke to me.
We've got to get out of here.
Earthwoman.
No, stop it. Don't look at me. Stop it.
No, don't listen to him, Diane.
Closer.
No, don't move, Diane. Stay where you are.
You hear only me, Earthwoman.
Only you.
No, no, Diane! Don't say that! Don't look at that monster! Diane!
Closer, Diane!
Yes, closer.
No, no, Diane! Stand still! Don't move towards it! Don't food ye wants the very brains of us!
Closer, Diane!
Closer.
No, no, thing! Monster, not my Diane! Diane, I beg you, don't go closer to it!
Closer,
closer, closer. If only I can move! Oh, Diane, Diane, stop! Stop it! Don't move another foot, Diane! Don't, please, Diane!
I am here.
Fiend! Oh, my Diane! Oh, my darling!
An empty hulk!
A monster! I'll kill you! If I could only get you, if I could move!
Soon you will move to me as they move.
Oh, thing out of hell, how could you do it? How could you? But in mercy's name.
Mercy! The worm asks mercy of the bird. The bird asks mercy of the man.
But human beings? My Diane!
As worms are to you, you are to me. Come closer, Earthling, and let me tell you.
No! No!
As worms to you.
I won't! No! No!
You cannot help yourself no more than they did.
I won't move! No!
The worm eats slime, and you eat flesh. And we, you are the highest of creation, eat the essence of it all. Gray brain cells full of strength.
No! No! Not me! You won't get me! No! No! I won't move closer to you, thing! Yet I am... I can't help myself! Closer! Closer! Oh, Diane! Diane! How can I stop this monster? With the strength it gets from us, it'll go on. You heard him. He's the first. All mankind will be like cattle to him. Mankind's brains to fill the horror of that mouth. Diane. Diane, I gotta find the way. The strength to stop this monster. Living doesn't matter. Just to stop this thing from going out into the world, I've got to find a way. The bottle. Nitric acid, the bottle! I've got to get the strength to close my hand on it! The bottle! The acid! Oh, Diane! Diane! Dead! Help me! I've got to save the earth! The bottle! Got it! Yes! Yes! Close to you! Take this! A pool of flesh. Thick, viscous flesh, that's all. Oh, Diane. Diane, I killed the thing. I killed it. Outside. It's still dark, my love. Yes, The skies still streak with the rush of meteorites. And that thing said more of the monsters of his breed are trying to reach the earth. This earth to feel the devil's hunger in them. Another meteorite just fell, and in it, perhaps... Oh, Diane. Diane. Is that truly to be the end for mankind?
Lights Out, written especially for radio by Arch Obler, comes to you each Monday from our interweb studios. This is the Red, White, and Blue Network of the IDS, reminding you to stay safe this 4th of July. This is the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.